Cannot hear. Gumaraj, we cannot hear you.
Okay. We're trying to. Can you hear me now?
But today is a big echo. And the voice is not clear.
Can you hear my voice at least, the volume?
The volume is okay, but there is echo. Long, 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 long echo.
Yeah, I hear it.
Can you try muting that? Because
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It seems
call.
Like the echo is gone now.
Yeah, it seems a little bit better, but still here.
I don't hear an echo now. Do you?
Yeah, we hear.
Mute the whole call. You can't just cancel the audio. Call that canceled. If you made the call,
we're ready to go.
We just need. Could you try talking to them one more time to see if there's an echo?
Can you hear the echo now, Survi?
Yes. But
is it bad
better.
Or is it okay if I begin?
If you speak slowly, it's okay. But
let me speak slowly.
Yeah, okay. Let us begin.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Ipinade Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtyatya Desatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. On the backdrop behind me, it looks like I'm outdoors, but that's just something hanging on the wall.
Ah, 我的那个背景图好像是我在外头似的, 这实际上是挂在墙上的一幅画。
But it looks nice.
看上去挺美的。
Our topic for this evening is victory at
今天,
what cost?
今天晚上我们讲述的主题是胜利, 何以, 以何代价, 以何为代价?
Now this is the same topic that I spoke about for the Washington, D.C. Temple Program on Sunday.
今天晚上讲述的主题是我在周日在华盛顿神庙里面所讲述的同样的主题。What
inspired the topic started from the current situation here in America where there is a major presidential election going on.
那么在讲述这个主题的开场白 Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Oh, we cannot see your video. I saw that you are.
Yes, I noticed that the video is now gone.
Mm-hmm. 那么我们在华盛顿神庙的时候讲述这个主题的开场白是现在最近在美国有一件就是总统进行竞选，以这个为开场白。
With the idea of victory in anything that we're attempting to do in our life, not just presidential elections, but anything that we're attempting to do.
在生命当中我们所做的努力所要做的任何事情取得要想取得成功不仅仅只是涉及到竞选总统这件事情。
There may be challenges to our sense of what is right and wrong or morality.
那么可能对于我们来说我们的感官来说会遇到一些挑战。什么是错的，什么是对的，或者是以什么样的道德为标准。
For those who don't have nice training and spiritual knowledge, they may use any means at all to get victory with no reservation.
那么，对于那些没有受到灵性上的很多教育的人来说，他们可能会想尽各种办法获得胜利，甚至说是不择手段的去取得胜利。
In addition, different individuals in life have a very different sense of what morality consists of, and they make their decisions based on their own moral compass.
那么每个人都是一个个体，因人而异。每个人对这种道德观，他们道德观都有不同的思考，不同的看法。每个人可能按照自己所认为的这种道德标准去行事。
In our lives as practicing devotees, we also find circumstances that are perplexing.In terms of what is right and wrong when we're trying to achieve something with career or family or social obligations.
那么在我们修习奉爱的过程当中环境也是非常灵活性的发生也会有不同的改变那会来就是因为环境而对我们的选择会做一些相应的调整选择什么样对我们的选择的正确会有着一定程度上的影响对我们我们的职业啊各个方面都会有不同程度的调整
We may also be uncertain what kind ofconsiderations need to be taken to make a wise decision to achieve some purpose that we establish for ourselves.
有的时候我们可能不能确定在这种一种情况下去做出什么样的考虑是明智的。
One of the great assets in our lives is scripture.To understand what is to be done, for what reasons, and to have the courage to live by those higher principles.
我们非常珍贵的宝，我们非常珍贵的资产就是经典。我们通过经典的指导，能够去按照更高的原则去得到相应的指导。
Towards the end of this month of October, there's a very special festival day in our Vaishnava calendar.
从这个月底，我们在外斯纳瓦日历上会有一个非常重大的节日。
It's a very much appreciated and celebrated festival in India, where Ram is victorious over Ravan, and Ravan is finished. So that comes here in America on October 25.
那么这个节日，圣诞的节日， 在印度是众人皆知的， 是家喻户晓的一个重大的节日。 这个节日在这个圣诞的节日里是庆祝了主Rama杀死了Ravana。 那么在美国相应的时间是10月25号。
For that reason, we'll spend some time discussing some events within Ramayana that teach us lessons about how to properly achieve victory.
我们就是在这个为了这个节日，我们在通过这个节日去了解到，我们如何恰当的去获得指导取得胜利。
Just like Ram was victorious over Ravan.
就像 Ram 他战胜了Ravana。
While we take very clear reminders and guidance from the lessons of Ramayana in staying true to righteousness.
我们从Ramayana当中得到非常清晰正确的指引和指导，恪守真理，坚守正义，伸张正义。
In the first canto of Ramayana called Balakanda,
在Ramayana的第一部分被称为Balakanda。
We read a passage where Vishvamitra Muni is taking Ram and Lakshman deep into the forest. I'd like to give some history here.
在这第一部分非常详细地描述了Vishvamitra去到了宫殿。 然后请求Rama和Lakshmana去到森林深处去铲除恶魔，我来对这一点来进行这种背景的描述。
After passing through many forested regions, they reach a forest that looks very fierce and frightening and neglected.
他们在森林当中走过了一片森林之地之后，去到了一片森林，这个地方呢，看上去是无人，是杳无人烟的，看上去令人恐惧，毛骨悚然的一片森林。So
Ram asks Vishvamitra, what is this place? What's the history behind it?
然后Rama就询问了Vishvamitra, 这个地方的历史是什么？这是哪个地方？
Vishvamitra describes something that we also find in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Vishvamitra 对这个地方进行了描述, 这一点我们在圣典博伽瓦坛第六篇里可以读到。
Long, long ago, Indra made a very serious offense by killing the son of a Brahmana.
在很久很久以前, Indra 犯下了一个错误, 杀死了一位婆罗门的儿子, 做下了非常严重的冒犯。
That son's name was Vritrasura. He was in the body of an Asura, but he was the son of a Brahmin.
这个婆罗门的儿子叫做 Vritrasura。 虽然Vritrasura在一个恶魔的身体当中, 但是呢, 他是婆罗门的儿子。
Even though it was a benediction of Lord Vishnu for Indra to defeat Vritrasura, it was nonetheless a sin because he was a Brahmana.
虽然Indra得到了主Vishnu的祝福, 但是仍然他犯下了这样的罪恶, 因为 Vritrasura, 他是婆罗门的儿子。
To cleanse himself of the sin of killing a Brahmana, Indra had come to this very forest long ago.
很久后来，在很久很久以前，当 Indra 犯下这个错误之后，他为犯下这个罪恶之后， Indra 要洗去清除掉自己所犯的罪恶，于是他去到了这个。去到了这个地方。
Many of the demigods descended from the heavenly realm with celestial waters and performed abhishek to purify Indra of his sins.
很多很多的半神人从天而降，他们带来了圣水，天神般的圣水，并且向 Indra 洒下这些圣水来净化 Indra 的罪恶。
In addition,Indra had become very hungry, so another forested area supplied ample nourishment for Indra to sustain his life.
除此之外， Indra 那个时候他感到非常的饥饿，于是另一片森林为他提供了非常美味的食物，来解除他的这种饥饿。
When everything had become restored, Indra gave blessings to these two forests.
当一切都得以解决之后， Indra 便祝福了这两片森林。
The forests would be bountiful, supplying all living entities who would be situated there with all their necessities.And it would be very serene and peaceful.
Indra, 他祝福这两片森林会长得非常的茂密，并且呢，能够为各种生物体提供各种美味可口的食物，而且这个地方非常的宁静、平和、祥。
He gave the name Malada.To one of the forests, Malada.
他给这两片森林当中的一片森林起名为 Malada.
Mala means contamination.
Mala 的意思是污染。
And this forest removed all contamination.
而这片森林能去除所有的污染。
The other name was.Karusha.
他把另一片森林起名为 Karusha.
This means a place that removes excessive hunger.
这片 Karusha 的意思是能够解除极度饥饿的地方。
After Indra departed these two forests,
在 Indra 离开这两片森林之后，
Agastya Muni came from the southern region to make this his new ashram.
Agastya Muni 从南边的地区搬到了这片森林居住了下来。
While these events were going on, another significant event also occurred.
当这件事情发生的时候，另一件重要的事情也发生了。
There was a yaksha named Suketu who had undergone austerities for a long, long time.
有一个 yaksha， 他的名字叫 Suketu。他进行了很久很久的苦行。
He had the desire to get a benediction from Brahma that he would have a son.
他有一个心愿，他想从 Brahma 那里得到一个祝福，获得一个儿子。
Some of you may remember from the Dhruva Maharaj seminar about yakshas.
可能在座的有的还记得在讲 Dhruva Maharaj 的系列课程当中也提到了 Yakshas.
The Yakshas had killed Dhruva Maharaj's stepbrother.
Yaksha, 那个时候, Yaksha 曾杀死了 Dhruva Maharaj 的一个同胞的兄弟。
Dhruva became very angry.
Dhruva 知道了以后, 非常的生气。
He gathered his entire army and went to wage battle with the entire Yaksha race.
然后 Dhruva Maharaj 召集了他所有的军队, 向所有的 Yakshas 族发起进攻。
Who are the Yakshas? Maybe some of you remember.
那 Yakshas 是什么样的生物体呢? 也许你们还记得吧。
They're not heavenly beings, but they're not worldly beings either.
Yakshas 既不是天堂的居民, 也不是地球居民。
They're in very elevated skill of military ability and mystic powers.
他们有非常精进的, 这种军事能力, 他们并且有神秘力量。
They're known to be great fighters.
他们通常以非常了不起的战士著称。
And they're very loyal servants of Kuvera, the treasurer of heaven.
而且他们是天堂司库 Kuvera, 非常忠实的仆人。
Suketu was a Yaksha.
Suketu 就是一名 Yaksha.
When Brahma came to grant him a benediction,
当 Brahma 前去给他祝福的时候,
after Suketu had undergone long austerities,
在苏凯图做了很长很长时间的苦行之后, Brahma 前去祝福他。
He requested the benediction that he could have a son.
然后他请求 Brahma 祝福他, 能有一个儿子。
Brahma's reply is, you will not have a son, but you will have a daughter.
但是 Brahma 回答他说, 你不会有一个儿子, 但是你会有一个女儿。
And your daughter will be incredibly beautiful, and she'll be at the same time very powerful as 1,000 elephants.
Brahma 说到了, 你会有一个非常非常美丽的女儿, 并且她拥有1,000头大象的力量。
When this female child was born, he named her Tataka.
当这个女婴生下来的时候, Suketu 把她起名为 Tataka.
After some time, Tataka grew and became married.
当 Tataka 长大成人, 嫁人之后,
as fate would have it, she married a demon named Sunda.
她嫁给了一个恶魔, 这个恶魔的名字叫Sunda.
In time, Sunda and Tataka had 2 sons.
在一定的时候, Tataka和Sunda生了两个儿子。
One was named Maricha, and the other was named Subahu.
一个儿子的名字叫Maricha, 另一个名字叫Subahu.
Those of you that attended the seminar for National Holiday, you'll certainly remember Maricha's name.
那些参加了国庆期间的讲座的奉献者们, 你们肯定还记得Maricha这个恶魔的名字。
Maricha was known to be very strong and had very broad, powerful shoulders.
Maricha, 她非常的, 强壮, 结实, 而且她有非常宽大的臂膀, 胸膛, 臂膀的力量很强大。
Subahu was known to be a very good wrestler.
而苏巴虎呢, 是非常有名的摔跤手。
Then something very unfortunate happened.
但是呢，非常不幸的事情发生了。
Asika's husband Sunda was going through forest and forest and forest and harassing sages, and unfortunately, he came to this very forest where Agastya was.
Tataka 的丈夫 Sunda， 他在森林里，从这个森林里游荡到另一片森林，在森林里他所到之处总是折磨居住在森林里的那些圣人们，最后他非常不幸的去到了 Agastya Muni 的修院。
Sunda's activities were so disturbing that Agastya by mantra turned Sunda into a pile of ashes。
由于孙的他如此的造成了巨大的打扰，于是 Agastya Muni 通过曼陀罗把孙的燃成了灰烬。
When Tataka came to know that her husband had been killed by Agastya, she came in a rage to kill Agastya.
当 Tataka 得知她的丈夫孙的被 Agastya 杀死之后，他暴怒地去到了 Agastya 的居所，想要杀死他。
In a rage, she came to this forest with Maricha in an attempt to kill Agastya.
他带着 Maricha 在盛怒之下去到了 Agastya 所居住的森林，要杀死 Agastya。
And as she was rushing towards Agastya, screaming loudly to attack him.
当 Tataka尖叫着，这个猛地冲向 Agastya 的时候
，With his booming voice, he stopped her in her tracks.
他就是咆哮着，朝着 Agastya 冲去。
He cursed Maricha that he would become a Rakshasa.
于是 Agastya诅咒 Maricha 会成为一个 Rakshasa 食人魔。
And he uttered a curse to Tataka.
然后他也诅咒了 Tataka.
The curse was, although your form is exquisitely beautiful, you'll lose all of your beauty, you'll become very ugly, disheveled looking,pot-bellied, fierce-looking lady.
Agastya 说，诅咒 Tataka 说道，虽然你貌若天仙，但是你会失去所有的美貌，并且变得十分的丑陋，而且你的就舔着圆圆的肚子，浑身是一种畸形的状态，长得
also...、
yeah.
Go ahead.
长得面目狰狞。
And you will also become a Rakshasa.
而且你也会成为一名 Rakshasa, 食人魔。
Remember, Tataka was as powerful as 1,000 elephants. She didn't lose that power.
大家要记住， Tataka 被祝福或有了一千头大象的力量，他没有失去这一千头大象的力量。
Tataka wanted to take further revenge.
然后 Tataka 想进一步的报仇雪恨。
She started moving about these two forests, making them uninhabitable for anyone. The sages all left.And she and other Rakshasas just took over the forest and it became very deteriorated.
然后 Tataka 就在这两个森林里开始四处的游荡，去迫害这些居住在森林的圣人们。于是森林里的这些圣人们纷纷离开了这两座森林。那他带着这两名恶魔，他的两个儿子恶魔就占领了这两座森林。
The two sons of Tataka eventually made friendship with Ravana's grandfather.
Tataka 的这两个儿子最终和 Ravana 的爷爷结成了朋友。爷爷或者是外公结成了朋友。Sorry. Yes, please.
His name, Ravana's grandfather was named Sumali.
Ravana 的祖父的名字叫 Sumali.
Because the two sons of Tataka had made friendship with Ravana's grandfather, they eventually became like family members.
因为 Tataka 的两个儿子和 Ravana 的祖父 Sumali 结成了朋友，所以呢，他们最终看上去就像是一家人一样。
And Ravana affectionately referred to Maricha and Subahu as uncle.
后来 Ravana 他非常的爱这两位，就是把这个苏巴虎和 Maricha 爱称为是他的舅舅或者是叔叔。
In this way, Tataka, her two sons, and many other Rakshasas had made this forest uninhabitable.
所以呢 ,Tataka 和他的这两个儿子还有其他的 Rakshasa 让这个地方呢无人靠近，没有人能够接近这个地方，去到这个地方。
In one part of these two forests, Vishramitramuni had made his ashram.
在这两片森林的一个角 ,Vishramitramuni 就在这两片森林的一个角建造了自己的 ashram。
Because of the disturbances created by Tataka,Vishramitramuni had made visit to Ayodhya.
因为 Tataka 他们在这里不断的骚扰，所以使得 Vishramitra 拜访了 Ayodhya.
He had gone to Ayodhya to request Ram to accompany him to destroy Tataka.
Vishwamitra 离开这片森林去到 Ayodhya 请求 Rama 跟他一起前来来到这个片森林去杀死 Tataka
Vishwamitra instructed Ram in this way
Vishwamitra 是这样训示 Rama 的
You must make this place again habitableTo achieve that, this evil doing Tataka must be destroyed.
你必须 Gunaj, could you repeat?
Sure.
Yeah.
The instruction was to make the forest again habitable, livable.
Yes.
And
yes.
to do that, Tataka had to be destroyed.
Oh. 然后 Vishwamitra 训示 Rama 说，为了你为了让这个地方能够有人能够有人再居住在这里所以首先你必须要杀死他的
He then began instructing Ram about his duty of killing a woman
然后 Vishwamitra 就训示了 Rama 关于杀死这个女恶魔的职责
You probably know in Vedic culture killing a woman like killing a brahmana is not to be done
你们大家可能知道根据韦达经里面的教导杀死一位妇女跟杀死婆罗门一样是受到禁止的是不应该这样去是不应该杀死妇女的
However, Vishramitramuni is now instructing Ram why it's not against Dharma to kill Tataka, although she's in the body of a woman.
但是在这里面 ,Vishramitra 他引经据典去说明了为什么杀死 Tataka 并没有违反经典的训示。 虽然塔塔卡处在一位女人的身体当中，
From his childhood, Lord Ramachandra was known to be an ideal person of virtue and righteousness. He would never violate Dharma.
Rama 从小他就是一个伸张正义、真恪守真理的一位理想的完美的人物，他从来没有违反过经典的教导。
The scriptures taught and his mother taught.To always respect woman as mother.
经典还有他的母亲总是告诫他，训斥他，要对待女人要像对待自己的母亲一样。
Like brahmanas and cows, one respects them, one doesn't kill them.
就像是 Brahma 和乳牛。一个人不应该杀死 Brahmana 婆罗门和乳牛，而是应该尊敬他们。
So now comes the difficulty in decision making. Dharma says do not, and Vishwamitra says do.
那现在就遇到了一个难题了。Dharma 宗教的职责说不应该这么做，但是 Vishwamitra 说要做。
Vishwamitra gives reasons, hear carefully, what the reasons are why killing Tathaka is not against Dharma.
现在请大家仔细听 ,Vishwamitra 给出了理由为什么杀死 Tathaka 没有违反经典的教导。
The first scriptural teaching that he invokes is the duty of a king.
首先 Vishwamitra 讲述了经典里面关于国王的职责。
A primary duty of a king is to protect the citizens from harm.
国王的首要的职责是保护臣民免于受伤。
Tathaka, her whole life was dedicated.To bringing harm to others.
而 Tathaka 一生都在去伤害其他人。
And she was very powerful, nothing could stop her.
而且她非常的有力量，没有什么能够阻止她这么做。
She wasn't just a bad-minded person, she was a terrorist.
她不仅仅是一个内心邪恶的人，而且他是一个恐吓分子。
Then Vishwamitra went on to explain there are examples of great personalities who also killed a woman.
然后 Vishwamitra 就举了一个例子，也有伟大的人物杀死过妇女。
One of those examples is very interesting and very detailed.
那其中的一个例子呢是非常有意思的例子，而且呢讲得非常的详细。
One of the sages' names mentioned in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 10 is Bhrigu.
在圣严伯伽梵歌的第十章的诗节当中提到了 Bhrigu。
Of sages, I am Bhrigu.
在伯伽梵歌第十章里面有一个师姐说，在圣者当中我是 Bhrigu.
Maybe some of you remember the chapter in Krishna book of Bhrigu kicking Vishnu in the chest.
也许大家还记得在 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中 Bhrigu 曾经去到 Vishnu 那里，并且他用他的足踢了 Vishnu 的胸膛。
That was done to test the greatness of Vishnu. There's a detailed description of that in Krishna book.
在 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中详细的描述了他去检验，最终证实主 Vishnu 是最为伟大的，最为仁慈的。
In short, Brigu is a great sage.
我们简要的来概述一下 ，Brigu 是一位伟大的圣人。
Brigu had two wives.
Brigu 有两个妻子。
One of those wives' name was Kyati.
一个妻子的名字叫 Kyati.
And the other wife was the mother of Shukracharya, the chief priest of the demons.
而另一个妻子呢是 Shukracharya. Shukracharya 是恶魔的祭司 ,Shukracharya 的母亲。
Because her stepson, Shukracharya, was dear to Kyati, she had some affection for the demons.
因为这个他的这个养子 Shukracharya 跟 Gyati, Gyati 非常的喜爱 Shukracharya, 所以呢 Gyati 就对恶魔非常的喜爱。
At some point in time, the demons were becoming weaker and the demigods were becoming stronger.
那么曾经有一段时间、有一个时候有一段时期恶魔变得非常的弱、啊、就 是力量弱减弱而半神人的力量变得十分的强大。
When Shukracharya noted the demons were becoming weaker, he went to the forest to undergo austerities to get some benedictions from Lord Shiva.
当 Shukracharya 注意到了恶魔们的力量越来越弱的时候，他去到了森林里去做苦行，以取悦主西瓦。
While Shukracharya was absent in the forest, the demigods came rushing to defeat all the demons.
当 Shukracharya 没在的时候，去到森林做苦行的时候，半神人们趁此机会攻击了恶魔们，打败了他们。
Out of fear, the demons went running to Kyati because they knew she had some affection for them.
然后这些恶魔们，他们仓皇而逃，便去到了 Kyati 那里，因为这些恶魔们知道 Kyati 对恶魔十分的喜爱。
Kyati had some powers because of her extended austerities.
Kyati 他因为曾经做过严苛的苦行，所以他具有一些力量。
So she utilized those powers to freeze the approaching demigods.
然后 Gyati 他运用他的这种力量把那些前来靠近的半神人们给冻起来了，冻结起来了。
Her intention was that then the demons could attack the frozen demigods and destroy them.
因为他的用意是这样的，他的意图是这样子的，把这些半神人们给他们冻结起来了，那这样的恶魔们就可以去攻击半神人，杀死他们。
This came to the attention of Vishnu.
那么，但是这件事情引起了 Vishnu 的注意。
Kyati was intended to have the demigods destroyed.
Kyati 他有这样的一种念头、用意，想半神人们遭到毁灭。
Vishnu came, he withdrew the demigods temporarily within his body, and with his Sudarshan Chakra, he separated the head of Kyati from the body.
然后 Vishnu 前来了，他暂时把这些半神人们收回到自己的体内，然后他掷出了他的 Sudarshan Chakra, 他的神碟，削下了 Gyati 的头颅。
Vishwamitra Muni made reference to Vishnu's killing Gyati, a woman, because of necessity.
Vishwamitra 就引经据典说到了，在必要的时候，主 Vishnu 杀死了 Gyati 这位女这个女人。
Vishwamitra made reference to another circumstance where a woman was killed.
然后 Vishwamitra 又引经据典讲到了在另一种情况下妇女被杀的一种情况。
You all know who was Prahlad Maharaj.
你们大家都知道 Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj had a son named Virochana.
Prahlad Maharaj 有一个儿子名字叫 Virochana.
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 Okay. Virochana's daughter was named Mantara, not to be confused with the hunchback assistant of Kaikeyi.
Same name.
Hunchback assistant. It has the same name, but it's a different person.
Yes. Virochana 有一个女儿叫 Mantara, 但是呢这个 Mantara 和Kaikeyi 身边的那位仆人的侍从 Mantara 是两个不同的人。那位 Mantara 是一个驼背女子，而这个 Mantara 是 Virochana 的女儿。
Now, Virochana was in the family of daityas or demons.
Virochana 出生在恶魔的家庭当中 ，daitya 的家庭当中。
And his daughter, Mantara, was of demoniac disposition. She wanted to destroy the entire earth, planet, and all living beings on it. She was very powerful.
Mantara, 她也具有这种恶魔的心态。她想要摧毁整个地球，并且杀死地球上所有的生物体。她有这样的动机。
To give protection, Indra killed her.
为了保护众生，于是 Indra 杀死了 Mantara.
And then Mantara says, excuse me, Vishwamitra says there are many other examples from history and scripture.
然后 Vishwamitra 说到了，在历史当中，在经典当中，还有很多类似的例子。
He was giving these examples so that Ram would be convinced there's no sin incurred by killing Tataka.
Vishwamitra 这样引述经典，引述了很多的经典，让Rama 非常的确信无疑，杀死 Tataka 是不违反经典的训示的。
We know from 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are a number of very elevated qualities which are all feminine. Women are endowed with good qualities.
那么我们在经典《博伽梵歌》的第十章里面可以了解到有很多女性的这种品质，这些品质都是非常美好崇高的。
However, Tataka has not even one good quality, she has all bad qualities and is a terrorist.
然而 Tataka 她虽然有也好的品质，但是呢与此同时她也有非常恶劣的品质，并且她是一个恐怖分子。
For this reason, although she's in the body of a woman, she's not even a woman, she's a terrible person.
由于这个原因，虽然她处在一个女人的身体当中，她实际上是一个非常令人可怕的一个人物。
A similar argument was made by Krishna to Arjuna in relation to Ashwatthama.
在有关 Vishwatthama 这一点上， Krishna 也对 Arjuna 提出了这样的论点。
Ashwatthama had just killed the five sleeping sons of Draupadi in the middle of the night by cutting off their head.
Ashwatthama 在深夜的时候趁这个Draupadi 的五个孩子熟睡之际切下了他们的头颅。
Krishna's argument to Arjuna was, although Ashwatthama is born the son of a brahmana, his behavior is not that of a brahmana, so there's no sin in killing him.
Krishna 对 Arjuna 提出的论点是，虽然 Ashwatthama 他出生在一个婆罗门的家庭当中，他是婆罗门的儿子，但是他的行为却非常的罪恶，所以杀死 Ashwatthama 是不违反这个经典的训示的。
The very same logic was being applied by Vishwamitra in relation to Tathaka.
所以当 Vishwamitra 说到关于杀死 Tathaka 这件事情的时候，也运用了同样的逻辑。
After hearing and carefully weighing what Vishwamitra had to say,
在聆听了 Vishwamitra 所讲述的这些所引述经典的这些教导。
On the one hand, Tathaka is in a woman's body. On the other hand, she has none of the character or qualities of a woman.And so forth, so he accepted killing Tathaka was within the boundaries of dharmic life or religious life, righteous life.
虽然一方面 Tathaka 是一名妇女，但是另一方面 Tathaka 没有任何女性的美好的品质，所以在根据经典的这个原则的指导之下，Rama 他这样去行动了，杀死了 Tathaka。
On that basis, Ram made a pledge to Vishwamitra.
然后基于这个的原因，Rama 对 Vishwamitra 发下了誓言。
My father instructed me to do whatever you say.
我的父亲训示过我，要按照您所说的一切去做。
And you are instructing me to kill Tathaka within the boundaries of Dharma.
而您是在Dharma 的这个原则之下训示我去杀死 Tathaka。
Therefore, I accept it as my duty to kill Tathaka and.Forthwith, very soon, I will kill her.
所以我把杀死 Tathaka 当作我的责任去履行，很快我就会去杀死 Tathaka。
We know the nature of Ram is he would never go against or neglect the instruction of his father.
我们大家都知道 Rama 的本性就是他永远不会违背他的父亲的愿望。永远不会违背他父亲的命令。
And when instructed by such an elevated personality as Vishwamitra, Ram would not neglect that instruction either.
那么当 Rama 在 Vishwamitra 这位崇高人物的得到了这位崇高人物的训示的时候， Rama 也不会忽略 Vishwamitra 的训示。
So Ram made his pledge.
于是 Rama 发下了这样的誓言。
Ram took his bow, strung his bow, and pulled back the string of the bow, making such a loud noise. Then he woke up Tathaka.
然后 Rama 他拿起了他的弓，并且，张开了弓弦，使弓弦发出了非常喧嚣、震天动地的声音，乃至惊醒了 Tathaka。
She was sleeping in a cave.
她那个时候睡在山洞里。
When that sound woke her up, she was in a rage.
当这个弓的声发出的声音把她唤醒了之后，她勃然大怒。
Who has come to my forest?
谁来到了我的森林当中?
Roaring, she came rushing from the cave following the source of that sound.
然后她咆哮着从山洞里冲了出去。
As she was approaching Ram and Lakshman, they could see this huge feature of a living entity come rushing at them, and as they got close, as she got closer, they could see her features.
当塔塔卡离Rama和Lakshmana越来越近，越来越近的时候， Rama 和 Lakshmana 便看清了塔塔卡这个庞大的形象。
Remember, Tataka is a yaksha.
大家要记住, Tataka 是一个yaksha, 他是,
And yakshas have many, many mystic powers.
而yaksha有很多很多的神秘力量。
As you may remember, when Dhruva was fighting the yakshas, they displayed many mystic powers.
你们还记得当杜瓦马哈拉吉和Yaksha进行对战的时候， Yaksha他们运用了很多的玄秘力量。
An intense battle took place.
就这样一场激烈的战斗开始了。
Tataka was able to manifest different forms, withdraw those forms, sometimes appear as a fierce animal, sometimes fly in the sky, sometimes become invisible, sometimes behind, and she kept moving about here and there, throwing missiles and weapons at Ram and Lakshman.
那么于是呢, Tataka 就开始变换他的各种不同的形象, 有的时候变换成面目狰狞的 野兽猛兽，有的时候又窜天上天入地，有的时候在四处不断的窜来窜去，并且向Rama和Lakshmana不断的抛掷出导弹，各种武器等等。Ram
became very angry at Tataka's action, drew fired arrows and shot off her two arms.
Rama 见到这种情形, 他十分的愤怒, 并且于是呢, 就向Tataka射出了利箭, 射下了他的两只臂膀。
Lakshman likewise became very angry, and with arrows he cut off her ears and nose.
Lakshman 也非常的愤怒, 于是他用他的弓箭, 利箭, 削下了 Tataka的鼻子和耳朵。
Ram said to Lakshman, actually, I don't want to kill her.
Rama告诉Lakshman说, 实际上我不想杀死她。
So let us first remove her hands and feet so she is immobile and can't move around.
那么我们首先把她的手和脚全都砍掉, 这样呢,她就不能够动弹了。
Now, why did Ram say, I don't want to kill her, when he already made a pledge to kill her?
那为什么Rama在这里说他不想杀死他, 但是在此之前Rama已经许下诺言要杀死他, 但是在这里他却说我不想杀死他呢?
Does this mean he was still in a conflict situation and was hesitant?
那是不是就意味着Rama仍然犹豫不决, 他还在一种矛盾的情况下呢?
He already had a clear mandate from his father and Vishwamitra, and he had said yes. So we may also find ourselves in a situation where there's a very, very clear direction given to us. We have further considerations to be made, how to carry that out.
Rama, 他从他的父王那里得到了非常清晰的命令, 并且呢, 他从Vishwamitra那里得到了非常清楚的、清晰的训示。 那么同样的, 我们在获得一个非常 清晰的指导和训示的情况下，也会遇到这种情况。我们要非常深思的去思考如何采取行动来执行我们所得到的命令和训示。
Let's consider an instruction that we have all received, and that instruction is to propagate the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
我们大家全都获得了这样的一个训示和教导，那就是去传播 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 运动。
That's an instruction that we have all received.
这是我们大家都获得的一个训示。
We then need to carefully consider time, place, and circumstance how to best do that.
那么我们要非常仔细地按照情况、时间和地点去深思怎么样去执行这个训示。
We don't just run out the door with mridanga and cartels and propagate Krishna consciousness, the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to consider all details very carefully, how to best do.
我们不仅仅只是跳着劳勃打着弥当加鼓到户外去去传播 Sankirtan 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 运动，而且应该非常详细的去思考，去思考每一个细节如何去传播主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 运动。
There are many other examples of services that we have been given. How we carry out those services is another refinement of acting rightly, being victorious in what services have been given to us with due consideration of morality and proper conduct.
那么我们在得到这个一些服务，获得这种清晰的服务的同时，我们要去思考如何按照这个道德标准，要去通过端正的行为举止去执行所赋予我们的这些服务，并且成功的去履行这样的我们所接受到的这些服务。
Protection by a kshatriya isn't immediately go kill. Protection by a kshatriya may try to contain another person by some other means besides killing them. But when all other methods are not effective, then the killing may take place. That's what Rama is doing.
那么在 Rama 在这里所做的就是Chaitriya 作为 Chaitriya 给予保护，也许他不会立刻去杀死去进行杀伐，他在去运用其他的方式，当这种其他的方式不凑效的时候，他会再去采取杀死对方，这是 Rama 所想到的。
Jataka was very powerful and very mystical.
Jataka 非常的有力量，而且他非常的有神秘力量。
She made herself invisible.
她能够让自己隐形起来。
Ram fired an arrow that could follow the sound even of an invisible creature, and it penetrated her body.
但是 Rama他射出利箭，即便是对方隐形起来了，但是这支利箭能够循着对方的声音去射中对方。
And she fell to the ground and her body became visible.
然后他中箭之后倒在地上，便现出了原形。
Vishwamitra instructed, do not become hesitant Because she's a woman.
然后 Vishwa Mitra 训斥 Rama 说，你不要因为她是一位妇，一个女人而犹豫不决。
She is very wicked and must be destroyed.
她如此的邪恶，所以必须要铲除她。
Do this quickly because night is coming and when the sun sets, demons become more powerful.
所以请你立刻采取行动杀死她，不然的话，在太阳落山之后，恶魔的力量会变得越来越强大。
Tataka charged with screaming voice to attack Ram and Lakshman.
Tataka 使出了浑身的力量，尖叫着冲向 Rama 和 Lakshmana.
Ram drew a very powerful arrow and it pierced the heart of Tataka and she fell down dead.
Rama 射出了利箭，射中了 Tataka 的心脏，于是 Tataka 倒身，于是 Tataka 倒在地上死去了。
The demigods were observing this battle and they descended before Vishwamitra to honor the work that Ram had just achieved.
然后在天上进行观战的半神人们从天而降，降临在 Vishwamitra 的面前，去告诉Vishwamitra Rama 取得了成功。
They instructed Vishwamitra, reward this young man with all the celestial weapons at your disposal.
然后这些半神人们训斥 Vishwamitra 说，你要祝福，要回报这位年轻人，要将你所拥有的所有的天神般的武器给予这个年轻人。
After they left, Vishwamitra remembered the instructions the next morning and gave all the mantras one by one to Ram and Lakshman.
在半神人们离去之后，Vishwamitra 将半神人的训示铭记于心，第二天早上的时候， Vishwamitra 将这些天神般的武器一个一个的给予了 Rama 和 Lakshmana。
And the mantra uttered by Vishwamitra manifested the form of these celestial beings that were weapons.
Vishwamitra 所念诵的这些武器的曼陀罗，然后就展现出来了这些武器的人格的形象。
The weapons personified folded their palms before Ram and said, "At your service."
然后这些武器的人格形象双手合十的请求 Rama 服务于他。
Ram said, when I call you, when there is need, you can return. For now, you can return to your celestial residences."
Rama 说到了，当我呼唤我需要的时候，我呼唤你们的时候，请你们来的降临。但是现在，你们可以返回你们各自的居所。
Now, Ram doesn't need help from anybody because he's the personality of Godhead. This is past time.
这是消时光。Rama 是至尊一个守神，他不需要任何人的帮助。
In one sense, the past time looks like Vibhishan as guru is giving mantra to disciple.
Yeah.
It looks like, in one sense,Yeah. Vishwamitra is acting as guru、
yeah.
to Ram, giving the mantra.
那么从另一个角度，从另一个方面来说， Vishwamitra 他扮演了灵性导师的职责，将这个曼陀罗给予了 Rama.
But actually, Vishwamitra is getting purified by rendering some service to Ram.
但实际上 Vishwamitra 通过服务 Rama 而得到了净化。
Those of you that attended the National Holiday Seminar, you remember all of this.
参加了国庆期间讲座的奉献者们，聆听了国庆期间讲座的奉献者们，你们肯定记住这，你们肯定记得这些。
Long ago, Vishwamitra was a powerful king. Eventually, he became a brahmana, and eventually became perfected pure devotee.
在很久以前 ，Vishwamitra 是一位了不起的国王，后来他成为了一位非常有力量的 brahmana 婆罗门。然后最后他成为了至尊人格守神的纯粹的奉献者。
The story of Vishwamitra's life is very interesting.
Vishwamitra 的一生，关于他一生的生平是非常有意思的。
And it contains many instructions for us how to also go from worldliness to the stage of pure devotion.
而且他的生平当中蕴含着非常重要的教导，告诉了我们如何从物质的心态当中超脱出来，最后得以提升，成为主的纯粹奉献者。
Rama accepted Vishwamitra's service so that Vishwamitra became elevated and purified.
Rama 接受了 Vishwamitra 的服务，因此 Vishwamitra得到了净化，得以提升，到达了崇高的地位。
I'm now going to make some concluding remarks, and those of you that want can send some questions to the chat box.
那现在我们进到结尾的提问的部分，你们可以把问题发到聊天室里。
The theme that I wanted to speak about today was victory at what cost?
今天我们晚课的主题是胜利以何为代价。
We all have our goals and striving to achieve goals, to have victory and our efforts.We need to be guided by the wisdom of Scripture how to go about striving for victory and making wise decisions.
我们都有目标，我们都在努力实现目标。那么，我们怎么样去让我们的做出的各种努力获得成功呢？我们需要有这个经典的指导，我们需要有智慧，我们需要有指引，帮助我们去获得，在做出各种努力，让我们的各种努力获得成功。我们需要有经典的指导。
The number one most important consideration for us as devotees is to do what we do in such a way that Krishna is pleased.
对于奉献者来说，最为重要的就是我们要以取悦 Krishna 的方式去从事任何的服务。
That's the guiding principle that determines all other principles.
这是一个主要的原则，这个主要的原则统领了其他的指引。
We have 15 minutes for questions. Let's see if there's some question from the attendees.
我们还有十五分钟，看看大家有什么问题。
Okay, so if there's some questions in the room, we'll see if there's that can give the people online some chance to send in their questions.
Yes, Vaidehi.
Okay.
Yeah, here is a question.
Go ahead.
Dauji, this question from Dauji. 顶拜姑的莲花族。为什么人类会和恶魔结婚？这不违反经典吗 ？I offer my obeisances to Guru's lotus feet. why a human married with a demon? Such a marriage, does such marriage against scripture?
No.
这个人类和恶魔结婚不违反经典。Could you explain more further, Gunhard?
There's no prohibition in scripture that somebody's yaksha lady cannot marry a demon man. There's no injunction in scripture like that.
No such injunction.
No such. I'm just saying this, saying the question back. There's no scriptural injunction against it.
那么在经典里并没有这样的训示说恶魔是不能够和人类结婚的。Yeah, the second question from Panchatattva Prabhu. 非常感谢 Guru 奉献者。现在的奉献者如何获得胜利呢？ So thank you very much, Guru. So my question is that now the devotee, how devotee get victory?
By remembering Krishna always.
永远记着 Krishna.
Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That's Lord Chaitanya's teaching.
这是主 Chaitanya 的教导，所有的荣耀归于其颂圣主 Krishna 之名。
Jaya means victory.
Jaya 的意思是胜利。
Param Vijayate means supreme victory.
Param Vijayate 指的是至高无上的胜利。
The means for that supreme victory is Sri Krishna Sankirtan.
而这个至高无上的胜利的意思就是什么呢？就是Krishna Sankirtana.
And what's the goal of Sri Krishna Sankirtan? One way of saying is remembering Krishna always.
那 Sri Krishna Sankirtana 的一个含义是什么呢？那就是永远记着 Krishna.
That's victory.
这就是胜利。Yeah, the next question Vaidehi asked. The demons are greater than the human being?
They have powers greater than human beings, yes. Not greater, they have powers greater.
恶魔的力量比人类要大，但并不意味着恶魔比人类伟大。恶魔的力量比人类大。Yes, Guru Maharaj, may I ask a question?
I hope so.
就是我想要问的一个问题是，Rama 在这里杀的第一个恶魔是女的， Krishna 杀死的第一个恶魔是 Putana， 也是女的，这其背后有什么特别的意义，有什么特别的含义吗？So, Guru Maharaj, here in Ramayana, the first demon Lord Rama killed is a woman. In Krishna Lila, the first demon Krishna killed is Putana, also a woman. So, is there any special meaning about?
Yes.
Yes, could you explain?
This was a question yesterday also.
昨天也有人问了这个同样的问题。
One Vaishnav commentator gave the following explanation.
有一位 Vaishnava 评注者评注家他给出了这样的解释。
The first and foremost obstacle for those who are trying to progress in bhakti is material desire, the affinity to be the enjoyer of matter.
对于那些想在bhakti当中取得进步的习练者、奉献者来说，那么第一个障碍就是物质的欲望，物质欲望。
The Sanskrit word for that is asha.
那梵文词，这个物质欲望指的是asha，梵文词asha.
Asha means desire.
Asha 的意思是欲望.
In Sanskrit, asha is feminine.
在梵文词当中, asha 是一个阴性词, 或者是女性.
The first demon that Krishna encounters and the first demon that Rama encounters is feminine, a woman.
Krishna 遇到的第一个恶魔和 Rama 还有 Rama 遇到的第一个恶魔都是女性，都是女的。
The significance is that Ram and Krishna are trying to help us become freed from the influence of material desire, the form of the opposite sex, or becoming enjoyer of material opulence and things like that.
所以这其中的深意就是 Krishna 和 Rama 他们通过这样的展示来教导我们去如何帮助我们去克服物质的欲望，例如享受被异性所吸引，例如想要去享受这个物质的富裕等等这样的这些物质的欲望。
Anything else over there?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. More question. Dauji,
okay.
ask the second question. 食人魔会吃半身人吗? So the Rakshasa will eat the demigods?
No.
不会。 食人魔不会吃半身人。
I don't recall any message where Rakshasas eat demigods. They battle them, they defeat them. They have subtle bodies, that's a long story.
我不记得经典当中哪里描述过食人魔吃了半身人。 这些食人魔他们跟半神人格斗过，可能击败过半神人，但是不记得食人魔曾经吃过半神人。食人魔他们有精微的身体，他们的身体很精微。Yes, the next question from Panchatattva. 感恩Guru奉献者，奉献者由于种种原因离开 ISKCON 是失败吗？ So thank you, Guru. Sometimes the devotees leave ISKCON. So this is a kind of failure.
Failure. Kind of what? A kind of what?
Failure.
Yeah, failure. Yeah.
It's misfortune.
奉献者由于种种原因离开 ISKCON 这是一种不幸。
The victory is that they engage in some devotional service before their misfortune.
那么他们的胜就是在他们遭遇这种不幸之前，他们的胜利是他们从事了某些奉爱服务。 The next question from Yihan. 顶拜Guru, 主Rama 给我们树立了按照经典的指导, 去行为的榜样。在现实中，我们又该如何去按照经典的指导去行事呢？因为在卡利年代的人记忆力很差，而且懒惰，智慧又匮乏，我们的行为准则又该从哪里获得呢？ So I'll offer my obeisance to Guru. Lord Rama set a good example for us to act according to the instruction in the scriptures. So in our real life, how can we act according to the teachings in the scripture? In Kali Yuga, the memory of the people is very poor and they are lazy and also they lack of intelligence. So, well, we can get those instruction instruction about the good conduct.
In Bhagavatam.
我们可以从圣典博迦瓦坛里获得这种行为准则的标准。
This question is the same question asked by the sages of Naimisharani in Chapter 1, Canto 1.
你问的这个问题呢，是圣典博迦瓦坛第一篇在Naimisharani森林的这些圣人们所询问的问题。
If you read Chapter 2, you'll get a very nice and detailed answer.
如果你好好的去阅读圣典博迦瓦坛第一篇第二章的话，你就能够找到回答莱米夏瑞亚僧尼的这些圣人们所提出的这些问题的答案。
The remedy or medicine for the disease is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, rendering service to the book and the person Bhagavat.
而这个补救的方法那就是去向Bhagavatam 人格奉献者去向这些奉献者们去服务他们。
And according to my watch, our class is about to end.
按照我现在看了看的表，现在这个课程该结束了。
But we'll meet again.Next week, 7 p.m.
但是呢，我们会下个礼拜一晚上七点还会相见的。
And we'll continue on the same theme.
然后我们继续同样的主题。
Because we'll be anticipating Ram's defeating victory, bringing victory over Ravana.This is a nice celebration in our Vaishnava calendar.
因为我们在庆祝我们这个外斯纳瓦日历上的一个非常吉祥的一个节日，那就是主 Rama 战胜 Ravana 的庆祝那一天。
See you next week.
所以我们下周见。
To the Prabhupada ki.
Ki jai. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.非常感谢大家的聆听和提问，也非常感谢这些奉献者进行了转播。
Why is the camera so high?
So the mic.
No, but don't do that. I'll put the mic down.